When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
By no one's demand but our own, and from our home office here in the Gulch in beautiful Nashville, Tennessee, it is the 615 Sessions Podcast, brought to you by A to Z Sports and A to Z Sports Nashville.com. My name, of course, is Buck Rising. I cover the Tennessee Titans for our benevolent benefactors at A to Z Sports, Austin Stanley, Zach Bingham. Make sure you're checking them out weekdays, streaming live on Periscope and Facebook Live, Nashville's on-demand sports talk show. Thanks to the boys for letting me do this cool little project. Not project, I mean, this is an established thing at this point, right? You all are here for the party. I'm here to party. And Austin and Zach are just facilitating the party. So we appreciate them for doing so. Today's show, we have Jim Nagy. Jim Nagy is the executive director for the Reese's Senior Bowl, where a lot of these pro prospects in the NFL, or getting ready to enter the NFL, looking to get drafted in the NFL. A lot of these guys head down to Mobile, Alabama, where Jim coaching staffs from one AFC team and one NFC team annually get these guys ready, put them through the paces, try to install over the course of the week an NFL offense and see how they adapt to a higher level of competition, see how they intermingle with their fellow prospective draftees. So Jim's going to join us. He had some very complimentary things to say about the Titans draft class on Twitter, so I thought I would reach out to Jim and see if he'd chat with us. Jim's going to join us on the program. We're going to talk a little. This is probably the last draft conversation we'll have for a while, because I've squeezed just about all the content I can out of it. The hockey team really screwed us all over in the content business, because we got nothing to talk about in local sports. But Jim is an interesting guy, an informative guy, an informed guy, and one who has a very extensive background in professional football and the draft process. So, without further ado, Jim Nagy of the Senior Bowl. Back here on the 615 Sessions, Buck Rising here with you, A to Z Sports, A to Z Sports Nashville.com. Very happy to have on the line Jim Nagy. He's the executive director for the Reese's Senior Bowl. He was also part of ESPN's NFL draft coverage down here in Nashville, former NFL scout. Jim's done just about all of the things that can be done across football, and we're very happy to have him. Thanks for doing this, man.
Yeah, Buck, thanks for having me on. Glad to be on.
For sure. So how did Nashville treat you during the draft week down here? I know we're still recovering. I'm honestly in a little bit of depression, if I'm being honest, Jim. That was one of the most fun experiences I've ever had in my life.
No, I mean, it was unbelievable. I mean, really overwhelming. My wife and I drove up, you know, like you said, to be a part of the ESPN coverage. And when we got into town, someone at the hotel checked in, told us they expected 300,000. And then 5 days later, we checked out, and it was being reported on Sunday that it was 600. So, amazing event. I mean, Nashville is a great city no matter what's going on, but you know, the event that the NFL put on, it was amazing to see you know, what just the marketing monster that the NFL is and what they've turned the draft into. It was really cool being down there on Broadway every day. We filmed our NFL live show with ESPN there at street level, and a couple times I couldn't even hear myself talk
for sure.
It was a lot of fun, man. Nashville puts on a great party.
Yeah, we really do down here. It's a pretty big point of pride for us, the fact that we have the ability to get just as drunk as anybody else in the country at 10 o'clock in the morning during the NFL draft. You can follow Jim on Twitter at Jim Nagy _SB. And Jim, reason, obviously, other than your normal football expertise, the reason I wanted to have you on is because you tweeted out earlier today, we're taping this on Tuesday, at Titans GM John Robinson quietly nailed the draft. Defensive tackle Simmons is top 10 talent. Wide receiver Brown should start early. Guard right tackle Davis is a high upside starter. Weak side linebacker Long was one of the most instinctive downhill linebackers in the draft. Vrabel will find a role for Amani Hooker, and Edge Walker was a steal. Quietly nailing the draft is a pretty big feat for anybody. Nailing the draft is a huge feat for anybody, given what the unpredictable nature of the NFL draft actually is, Jim. So I was wondering if you could just kind of expand a little bit on how well you thought John Robinson did and why it was so important for him to get this particular draft right.
Yeah, and for all transparency, Buck, John and I started together. We started in New England the same year in 2002, scouting. So I've known John a long time, but that's not why I tweeted that out, and that's not why I think that. So,
well, I appreciate your transparency up front. That's cool, though. I didn't know that.
Yeah. So I've known John a long time, and I've really tried to be careful now that I'm on the other side of the fence, you know, out of the NFL. I always felt like a lot of the media stuff is driven by who you were boys with.
And sure.
I told myself this, you know, when I came to the Reese's Senior Bowl, I wasn't going to do that. I wasn't going to pump guys just because they were my friends or, you know, anything like that. But no, I think he nailed it. When you work down through that list, I mean, Jeffrey Simmons, I thought was a better player than some of the guys taken in the top five. You put on the tape, he was a really easy guy to do. I mean, I think my 10-year-old daughter could have watched Jeffrey Simmons tape and told you he was a top five, top 10 pick.
Sure.
Really hard to move. When he gets healthy off that ACL, he is going to be a cornerstone of that Titans defense. He's that kind of player, really disruptive. I mean, it would have been he and Quinnen Williams are both really, really good football players. I thought they were, you know, the two best defensive linemen in the draft. So, you know, and then you work down. I mean, A.J. Brown lost a little bit of the hype, you know, as we went through the draft process to his teammate D.K. Metcalf. After Metcalf ran fast at the combine, but if you just go back over their careers, I mean, it really was A.J. Brown the entire time they were in Oxford who the best player was.
Sure.
And again, I think D.K. is a good player too, nothing away, but I think A.J.
Feels like he was a more complete player.
Yeah, more complete player. You know, the only hesitation that you have as a scout is that that position has not transitioned well at the NFL level from that Ole Miss offense. When you look at the, you know, the Treadwells and, you know, going back through the lineage of Ole Miss wideouts, there hasn't been a great hit rate on those guys. So that would be the only thing, you know, as a scouting staff, that's where you really, really got to narrow in and be like, okay, where does, you know, what makes this guy different than the guys that have come out of there? But no, I think AJ's a big, strong receiver. And the good thing about a big, strong guy like that, a lot of those guys can't run real precise routes. And I think AJ can, and he's good after the catch. So, you know, we could just go through the list, but I think every single guy they have fills a role. And again, I was in New England with Mike Vrabel when he was a player and was in Kansas City when we traded for Mike. And I've seen Mike be really hands-on with young players. I mean, even out at Pro Days this spring, watching what he does with those guys. So, you know, you go all the way down the line. I would be really excited if I was a Titans fan about DeAndre Walker and what Mike Vrabel could do with a guy like that. Because I really thought watching DeAndre's tape in the fall, he was going to be a second round pick. So to get him where they got him in like the fifth or sixth round, I thought that was one of the best value picks in the entire draft. You know, unfortunately, injuries really can hurt guys in the spring. And we really wanted DeAndre at the Senior Bowl. I thought he'd come down here and show up in one-on-ones and get himself into the second round. And, you know, he had to have sports hernia surgery. He called me a week before. He was really trying to put it off, and he called me the week before the Senior Bowl and felt really bad about having to bail and get that surgery. So that, you know, that hurt him in the spring, but he's really a high upside player. And again, what Vrabel's going to be able to do with that guy should be exciting to Titans fans.
What do you make of Mike Vrabel as an NFL head coach, Jim? Everybody loves the videos of him working out with these prospects at the pro days in the chest pad. It's something that we're intimately familiar here with you know, covering the team on a day-to-day basis. Mike is out there working these guys individually. He's bigger than most of them, in fact. So he definitely gives them their money's worth. But what have you made of Mike Vrabel as a head coach through the first year of his tenure?
Well, I thought it was a great hire by John when he made the hire. You know, if you just go off that Patriots tree over the years, there has been some guys that haven't had great success. But if I were in the GM chair, Mike is a guy that I would have hired for that position. I think he's the right guy. Just going back to his playing days, I mean, we signed him in New England as a free agent, and he's a guy that really cut his teeth in Pittsburgh as a special teams player. And had to pay his dues, and you know, Coach Belichick saw something in him as a special teams player, you know, spot role player, and knew there would be an expanded role. And you know, Mike came to New England, turned himself into a really, really high end player in the league. So there's some self made qualities to him as a player, and he was always one of the smartest guys on that team, which is saying a lot because we had a lot of smart players on that team. But you know. So watching him on the field, like I said, we traded for him in Kansas City, and watching him with young linebackers, just being a selfless vet and, you know, knowing that some of these young guys he was helping groom to take his job, that didn't faze him at all. He's really a really good hands-on coach. And when I knew it was going to be – when I knew Mike was head coaching material, I was at Ohio State years ago. I don't know, what, 4 or 5 years ago maybe. And maybe a little more than that. And he was the linebackers coach at Ohio State. And I was watching tape with Brian Gutekunst, who's the GM of the Packers now. And Brian and I were sitting watching tape. And in the meeting room across from us, there was like a partition up. So it was, you know, it cut this meeting room in half. And you could hear everything going on the other side of the wall. And it was Mike and his backers group. And, man, just to hear him run that meeting room and go through tape with his guys and just – listen to how he teaches football was really, really impressive. So I'd seen him on the field. I knew what kind of player he was. I knew what kind of, you know, the toughness that he would bring. But to hear him in a classroom setting and how he could actually teach football, that's when I knew that Mike was going to be a great coach.
Yeah, I asked him because he seems to love the teaching element of it. In just my limited experience with him here in Nashville, he seems to really, really relish that part of the job. And I was wondering – from his perspective, if there was a difference between the coaching of football and the teaching of football, and I don't have his exact answer in front of me, but he was very expansive on why he believes it to be such an important part of the job and how it kind of works hand in hand, even though, you know, I honestly thought he was just going to laugh at me. I know you've seen the look that Mike gets when he's just kind of staring through you. When you're talking to him, he's a pretty intimidating dude. But he was really, really expansive in his answer, and it's been really, really interesting to see how it's played out through the first year. And I know we're all really excited to see what he's going to do here in year two.
Yeah, no question. No, he's a great teacher. Like you said, he's got a really sharp tongue, and no one's immune to it. I mean, when I was scouting in New England, he'd walk by and, you know, make comments, you know, if you were wearing something he thought, you know, was goofy looking, he'd let you know. And he was the only guy that could shoot barbs at Coach Belichick and get away with it. And again, that just kind of, you know, he's kind of, you know, he's got a lot of smart ass in him, but it's, you know, when it's coming from a good place. I don't, you know, he never rubbed me wrong with it.
Thank God he's got a little smart ass in him. Honestly, I'm just glad that he's interesting and willing to, you know, have a little back and forth with us as the media. Those press conferences get so dull, Jim. But I got to ask you on the way out of here one more question. Give me your honest evaluation of Mike Vrabel's mustache.
See, I saw him out one night in Nashville with John. We were at a charity party one night, and I was so close to just giving it right back to him, you know, because I know that if I was rocking a 70s mustache like that, I know he'd let me have it. So I didn't get a chance to throw it out there at him. He was busy talking to a bunch of folks. But yeah, it's more power to him if he can, you know, he's He's the head coach of the Titans. He's pulling it off, but not many people could pull that thing off.
Oh, no, I am so here for the fact that he's leaning into that this year. It's given us plenty of social media content to get us through the offseason. He is Jim Nagy, executive director for the Reese's Senior Bowl. I did not have the opportunity to go this year, but I'm looking forward to making my first Senior Bowl next offseason. By the way, congratulations. I saw that you on your Twitter account, you had 93 of the guys that were Senior Bowl attendees drafted this year, and that's an incredible accomplishment. Wanted to give you props on the work that you did down there to get these guys ready to go. I heard it was a tremendous success this year.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. We had 10 first rounders this year too, for the first time since 2011. And come on down, and everyone in Nashville. I mean, this is a great spot for a boys' weekend, you know. And I saw tickets for hotel rooms in Vegas next year for the draft are at the Hooters Hotel are $999. I promise you, you can get a cheaper hotel room down here in Mobile for next year's Senior Bowl. So come on down.
I'm all over it. You can follow him on Twitter at @JimNagy_SB. Jim Nagy, kind enough to give us some of his time here on the 615 Sessions. Thank you, Jim.
Thank you.
A lot of cool insight there from Jim Nagy, executive director for the Reese's Senior Bowl, where all these guys, well, most of these guys, a solid contingent of NFL draft prospects attend the Senior Bowl, and Jim is one of the people, in fact, he is the head person in charge of getting this thing together for them, getting these guys ready to be pros, getting them involved with NFL coaching staffs, and seeing how they measure up. Guys like Nate Davis, who were able to stand out against higher level competition from bigger schools, being that he came from Charlotte. That's where those guys make their money or lose money, depending on how their performance goes. And I'm looking forward to getting down to the Senior Bowl this next go around. That's going to do it for us today here on the 615 Sessions. Make sure you are rating, reviewing, and subscribing wherever it is that you get your podcast: Apple Podcasts, SoundCloud, Spotify, Google Play. We are everywhere that your podcasts can be listened to or downloaded. So make sure you are giving us those 5-star ratings, because remember, those 4 stars, they just make you a hater. Many thanks to our guest Jim Nagy, as I mentioned previously. Thanks to Austin Stanley and Zach Bingham of A to Z Sports. Make sure you're checking them out, 8 a.m. weekdays, Nashville's on-demand sports talk show, Facebook Live, Periscope, and we are available anywhere that digital media can be consumed. So I appreciate the boys for helping me put on this fine little podcast. Coming up on Thursday's show, Adam Vingan, we're going to change things up a little bit, because now we're into May, right? We're into May. Things are down in the local sports scenes. The hockey team messed up for everybody, just in terms of content, because we're all desperately looking for something to talk about that's sports related that you all will care about. So the hockey team shot everybody in the foot when they exited early in this year's Stanley Cup playoffs. But Adam Vingan, who covers the Preds for The Athletic, one of my buddies, we're going to have probably 30 minutes. We're going to have a discussion about the access that we get to the Titans and to the Predators, the differences, the similarities, how it could be improved upon, because the access is something that's come up over the past couple days. I know I've complained about it. I know you all are tired of hearing us complain about it. So I figured this would be a cool way for you guys, or at least a different way, for you guys to get a behind-the-scenes look at what we as media members do here with the two local professional sports teams, the Preds and the Titans. So Adam Vingan coming up on Thursday's podcast, next Tuesday's podcast. I'm already thinking ahead. Jim Wyatt, the great one, TitansOnline.com. Jimmy will join us, and we will have a few more guests to follow as they get confirmed. So if you like Adam Vingan, if you like Jimmy Wyatt, if you like Jim Nagy, if you like Rashawn Evans, Kevin Byard, who else have we had on this damn podcast? Joe Rexroad, Teron Davenport. The list goes on and on and on and on. Make sure that you are getting all of those interviews in our archives, which you get as soon as you subscribe. That being said, I'm Buck Rising, reminding you to stay hot, Nashville. We'll talk to you Thursday, right here on the 615 Sessions, presented by A to Z Sports and A to Z Sports Nashville.com.